say long.
God never sleeps nor slumbers.
Non-stop.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
The Evening Main News Bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. It's presented. My name is Mumba Tailash. Let's take a look at the headlines. Medrap calls on NEMA to intensify public sensitization. Former Lusaka Archbishop Telespo Mpundu dies at 78. In international news, Ghana wraps up $3 billion IMF bailout program. And in sports, Zambia under-17 girls national team intensifies training ahead of third round first leg of FIFA World Cup qualifiers. And now the news in detail. The Medicines Research and Access Platform, MedRap, is calling on NEMA to intensify public sensitization so that contributors understand what the health insurance package actually covers. MedRap Secretary General David Banda says it is unrealistic for contributors to expect NEMA to cover all health services, as doing so would require huge amounts of money. The Secretary General says it is important for the public to understand that NEMA was designed to focus on the most common health conditions affecting Zambians. Mr. Banda says the current NEMA package is sufficient in line with the government's original plan, adding that there is still room to expand the package going forward. He has since supported calls to introduce different categorized packages, as this would let people choose the level of coverage they want based on the services needed.
For me, I blame one thing under NEMA, because sensitization is not done very much. Because as a contributor, I feel like what I contribute, then they have to do each and everything. Each and every illness has to be covered. So going forward, we need them to sensitize the contributors what is it that they're trying to achieve, and so what is that benefit package that they have. So the package is dependent on what the government wanted to achieve. This issue of like even essential medicine doesn't mean that other medicines are not important, but there's a concept that we would tend to apply in terms of delivering health care. Going forward, I think there's a cry that some people have been crying, no, I went to NEMA, NEMA refused to do this for me. Maybe they categorize the contributions.
The Ministry of Transport and Logistics has reaffirmed government's commitment to strengthening aviation safety, security and international cooperation following the deposition of several instruments of ratification to the International Civil Aviation Organization in Montreal, Canada. The ministry says the move follows guidance from the Office of the Vice President aimed at enhancing global civil aviation governance and improving security standards within Zambia's aviation sector. According to the ministry, the deposited instruments include protocols and conventions related to unlawful acts committed on board aircraft, unlawful seizure of aircraft, and amendments to key ICAO articles governing civil aviation safety and security. The ministry stated that the development marks a significant milestone in Zambia's efforts to align its legal and institutional framework with evolving international aviation standards. Government says the ratification demonstrates Zambia's commitment to combating emerging threats to civil aviation, such as terrorism, cyber threats, and the misuse of aircraft for unlawful activities. The National Heritage Conservation Commission, NHCC, has intensified efforts to digitize its operations as part of Zambia's broader push towards digital transformation in the tourism sector. NHCC Executive Director Kagosi Mamulowe says the Commission is introducing innovative systems aimed at improving heritage management, visitor experience, and institutional efficiency in line with government's digital agenda. Mr. Mamulowe disclosed that the Commission has already started introducing quick response code technology at selected heritage sites, beginning with Chilenje House, the former residence of Zambia's first Republican president, Kenneth Kaunda. He explained that the initiative allows visitors to instantly access historical information using mobile devices, thereby enhancing learning experiences as well as improving access to Zambia's cultural and liberation heritage. The ruling United Party for National Development in Western Province recorded a strong turnout of supporters in Mungu during the Electoral Commission of Zambia ECZ pre-verification exercise for presidential nominations. The exercise attracted large numbers of party members who gathered to show solidarity with President Hage Ndehijilema ahead of the August 13th general elections. Western Province UPND Chairman Kapelwa Bangweta described the turnout as a clear indication that the people of Western Province continue to support President Hichilema and the UPND leadership. Mr. Bangweta encouraged members to remain united and intensify campaigns in support of President Hichilema and all UPND candidates ahead of the forthcoming elections. The government has officially commissioned and handed over various infrastructure projects and a fleet of earth-moving equipment valued at 21,401,276 kwacha in Luposhi District. Among the notable infrastructure projects is a newly constructed maternity wing in Mulala Chiefdom, which will provide local women with immediate access to maternal health care, eliminating the need to walk long distances. Speaking during the handover ceremony, Northern Province Acting Permanent Secretary Ms. Beauty Undipiri stated that the commissioned projects are a direct realization of President Hage Ndehijilema's vision to deliver equitable development to every corner of Zambia through decentralization. Additionally, Ms. Piri officially handed over a newly built 1x2 classroom block at Wengwe Primary School to boost local education. The investment funded through the Constituency Development Fund also includes essential machinery such as a grader, tipper truck, roller, compactor, excavator, and water bowser truck. Chief Mulala of the Mulala Chiefdom commended the leadership of President Hage Ndehijilema for prioritizing development in the area. The traditional leader noted that it is a privilege to have a government that does not segregate any region when distributing national resources, adding that the new projects